888-346-8345.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we're back. It's 2012 here on the Robert Scott Bell Show as we kick in the new year of healing like nowhere else in media. I'm glad you're with me. We're going to cover some political healing next hour. I just want to let you know, because two debates in New Hampshire later, we've got to talk about Ron Paul and everything else that's going on with the one candidate that stands for individual liberty, health freedom, all the things that we believe here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So stand by for that. In the first hour here, though, we have in studio my dear friend and great contributor to the Robert Scott Bell Show. He sometimes known as the conspiracy realist. His name, Liam Sheff. And, of course, we've done so much over the years, and it's increased tremendously with the show now being on 6 days a week, five additional days through naturalnewsradio.com. But check it all out at robertscottbell.com. You'll see the show notes. And we've got a lot to discuss, including some more on the false paradigm, if you will, or belief or hypothesis that HIV causes AIDS. We're not going to spend a lot of time on that, but it does come about. I just noticed there was another radio host there in a British newspaper. They're trashing him because he's a Christian radio host that suddenly said, hey, HIV doesn't cause AIDS. It's a behavioral thing and it's other things. I don't know that he understands it to the depths that we do here, Liam, but still, it means another layer of illusion is lifting here in the year of the pivot.
おはようございます、ロバート。私は元気です。元気ですか?
Why are you going Japanese? I thought you were into Chinese medicine.
Well, if you tune into the weekday show, I've been rechristened a certain kind of Japanese worker, somebody who gives people assistance and hey, you got to tune into the weekday show to know what we're talking about.
Yes, that's right.
But inside joke, arigato.
For long-term Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, it's not just Sunday anymore. It's Monday through Friday.
Sunday.
Yes. So,
what were we talking about? Oh, the AIDS thing?
Well, a little bit. I mean, we of course...
Boring.
No,
people get
not.
That. People
they
understand it. People,
yeah,
they're so... Yeah, that's so yesterday's news. People know that AIDS is just immune deficiency and HIV is a laboratory construct. Everybody knows that now.
They do?
Everybody. Well, I walked down the street the other day, and the postman came up, and he said, hey, AIDS real, HIV is fake. You're Liam Sheff. And I said, you're right. And then I woke up.
That explains it. Yes, the dream world's as real as anything can be. We could do I wish we needed to do a show on dreams, in fact.
Oh, my
people
God.
Love that. Yeah.
Why do I keep having... All right, never mind.
No. Listen, Liam, there's the human side of this is we can, you know, talk in terms of the news cycle and this and that, but there's obviously a major league human side to this. We have talked for many years about those that have been kind of sold into the pharmaceutical construct, and they've been put on horrific chemotoxic drugs like AZT and these others as well. And then they wake up and realize that, wait, I was lied to. In fact, I don't have a drug deficiency. I don't need to be on cancer or chemotherapy. And yet when they come off of the drugs, they seem to get devastatingly worse. And then the established medical circles say, aha, see, that's evidence your AIDS has gotten worse because you're off the drug. And so we have to cover this very directly as well, that this is not just about stopping the drugs. There's so much more to this as well. And you've recently encountered somebody through the social networks that heard our broadcast on the World HIV Fraud Liberation Day last year.
Right. There is as you said, there is a human league to this, or did you say a human? I can't remember.
There's element?
Human league and element. Anyway, the human league, if you remember them, did sing about this way back in the 80s. Keep feeling fascination. So we're going to be fascinated. Not everybody who gets off the drugs get sick. Some people quit the drugs, go back to eating their kippers and mash, and are very, very healthy. Maybe they had a high-fat, good-fat diet. Maybe they had plenty of salt and nutrients and vitamins, and maybe they just sort of go along. But some people have been on these drugs, and these drugs eviscerate you. They gut you. They strip your intestines. You don't have any probiotic flora left. You're no longer producing the precursors to the white blood cells, which you make where? In your intestine, because the intestine is the immune system. Smart doctors now realize, which means about 0.1% of doctors now understand how life works. 99.9% are still operating like you can carpet bomb the whole thing like we did in Vietnam to rout out the people who weren't our enemy. Anyway, it's that model. You get it. You understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
So a nice person contacts me and says, look, I saw this movie. I actually maybe kind of work in this field, or at least I've been thinking about working in this field, and I'm trying to help some people, and what do I do? And I don't know if she's able to hear me through her thoughts, or maybe to call in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're actually going to have an in-studio guest coming
in next segment.
Yeah, next segment. I want to talk to you because that brings out the human element. When we are out here broadcasting to the world and people are hearing this all over, we don't always get the opportunity, the wonderful opportunity, to meet in person some of these people that are touched by the message, that are out there trying to do their level best to help others. Those that hadn't woken up previously to realize, my goodness, this is not about drugging people. This is about quite the opposite, about detoxifying them, about restoring the nutrients that have been basically debased and robbed from their body by this idea or a concept that toxic chemicals are somehow life-affirming, life-giving, and can prevent immune destruction, which is, again, quite the opposite. In fact, these synthetic toxins are destroying what is left of the immune system. Now, as you said, rightly so, everybody's an individual. So somebody that may be put on these drugs for immune deficiency and realize it might come off of it and start the recovery relatively quickly. This is usually the reason, as you stated, Liam, that they have adequate stores of nutrients that haven't been debased completely from their body, and especially those essential fats. Those are robbed, and you see people, they lose every aspect of the function, the integrity, the cellular protection, whatever's left is gone. And these people are the most concerning to me, because when they come off the medicines, not only have we found out that there are addictive properties, the cells become addicted and such, but they don't have the ability to repair. Their body is in a desperate strait or desperate state of, what do we do? How do we repair? Where do we even borrow or steal the nutrients from? Do we have anything, any minerals left in the bones, for goodness sake? And so in this case, you have been, let's say, you've touched some people with what we've done on the
air. I have not. Oh, sorry. I misunderstood.
In a very powerful, positive, and loving way, right? I think.
Oh.
Well, we'll find out momentarily. And at that point, the awakening is on. And how it's changing people's lives is not covered by the old media, but it is happening in terms of the human interaction. People that are genuinely trying to help others, that don't have a dog in the fight, so to speak. They're not invested in the pharmaceutical paradigm. And they're saying, wait a second, that makes sense. It resonates, it vibrates, it energizes people to say there's another way to look at health and disease. And that, in fact, that whole AIDS paradigm is based on a lie. Or it might be. And if that's the case, what do I do next?
Right. Well, look, it is based on a lie. The lie is that there's one cause to this multifactorial immune deficiency. Now, my concern with people who hear this is there's been a rush toward sort of May Day liberation. Oh, we're no longer bound by these fake tests. The whole thing was fake. AIDS is fake. HIV was fake. Well, HIV is fake. It just is. There are no HIV tests, and there's no particle that causes a depletion of T cells. What causes the depletion of T cells, by the way, is you eviscerating your gut with drugs. And by, if you're in the gay community in the fast lane, if you're putting benzene in your colon and you're poisoning your intestines from both ends, yeah, you're eviscerating yourself, and you're not making T cells anymore. But when you get done with this, if you think that you're free now, you're mistaken. And I've run into so many people, friends, people I count as actual good friends, and they've come to me and said, Liam, I quit the drugs and I don't believe in the test, but I get this yeast infection. And I actually had a conversation with like somebody I really, really love, a really close friend.
Mm-hmm.
And the conversation's going on for a couple of weeks, and I'm going through everything that I can think of. And by the end of a few weeks, I'm going, really, you're eating this, you're eating this, you're eating this. And I say, are you telling me everything? And head scratch moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, are you doing any drugs at all? And is alcohol a drug? I mean, after weeks of talking, I go out and I drink really, really, really heavily vodka on the weekends. And I'm like, yeah, why don't you stop poisoning your gut on the weekends and see what happens? Well, that stops. Guess what goes away? The thrush goes away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's a matter of being comprehensive. Now, we'll have a guest on later, and you know, she's dealing with the people she knows. My concern is that people think all they need to do is do some sort of liver flush or detox. These detoxes can leave you very depleted. Detoxification is very, in the macrobiotic sense, very yinizing. It tends to be very weakening. You get rid of a lot of stuff, but you're not adding more. You can't.
These people have already been so depleted. I mean, it's not that they don't need to detox, but you're right in bringing this up in that it's not as simple as saying, oh, I'll just detox and cleanse and I'll be good. And another thing that comes to light when you were just sharing that perspective with your friend, finding out that they were utilizing alcohol, some would say, well, oh, now because Liam and Robert are talking about this, suddenly you're endorsing certain behaviors or certain lifestyles. Like, no, the furthest from that, we're trying to educate as to how to live differently so that you can actually regain a life. And if you go back to certain ways of living that are going to call into necessity, theoretically, the use of antibiotic drugs, antiviral drugs, antifungal drugs, any of those things, basically you're going down the very road that brought you to there the first place where you believed, oh my gosh, I need even more powerful drugs. And it's a dead end street, emphasis on dead.
You can write your angry mail about, you know, if you look, I'm so indifferent to people's personal lives, sex lives, that, you know, you could write the letter to Liam again on the back of the $40 Federal Reserve note.
Oh yeah, write it on the break, because we're up against a hard break.
Hard
here
break
on the Robert Scabell Show. We'll be back with a special edition here talking about immune deficiency and recovering from the drug toxicity associated with it. We'll be right back.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orégicillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're back. Check out all the links at robertscottbell.com. You can also call me 24-7. That is beyond the time we're on live on the radio on GCN on Sundays. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can leave a message with your question or comments. We've been responding to them during the week a lot. And that's 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. On with Liam Sheff, and we're going to be joined in studio by another guest here, surprise guest coming in. And we're going to talk further about the human aspect here of immune deficiency, people wanting to help people genuinely. We want that to happen, but we want to be cautious and guide people if we can as to the way to do it properly, if there is such a thing to call it properly, but certainly to be aware of the dangers of coming off the medicines. I mean, that's a weird thing for me to say on the show. Dangers are coming off medicine. Yes, there are dangers of coming off the medicine. And if you're aware of that, you can navigate the way through it. And it's going to take a little bit, but that's what we're here to help you out with. Liam Sheff is in studio as well. LiamSheff.com. I have him linked up through the blog notes at RobertScottBell.com as well. Liam, glad to have you on board. I want you to introduce your friend momentarily.
My friend is here. We're going to call her Maria for the purpose of protecting her work. And she was somebody who was exposed to this information, has done a number of months of intensive research and thrown herself into this with the passion and, I should say, diligence of somebody who's already working in a clinical field. So she's reading all of the papers and reading all of the reviews and debates and so on and so forth, and coming to an understanding that this is a much more complicated immune effect problem than a single cause mutant sex thing that nobody can pin down. That's just fiction. But I'll let her tell her story. I'll just say that I was very impressed by the fact that I rarely meet people who come into this information who are not personally so, you know, supposedly infected, who actually are willing to make a change in their own lives. But she was on a path, really a fast track, to being in a field, to making some money doing a job that she was training for, and she realized that HIV testing was all over that, and she made a different decision. I'll just throw it to her. Maybe you want to say a few words. Maria.
Maria, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Honored to have you in studio with us.
Thank you.
So what is it that brought you to this, to be able to discuss what we're talking about here? Did you hear the show that Liam and I did on the HIV fraud testing day liberation last year? What was it that brought you at least closer in the awareness, the light bulb, so to speak?
I did hear that show, but that was after I had read a message from a friend that she just put on one of the social networking pages that said something to the effect of HIV does not cause AIDS, but toxic drugs do. And that was just something that kind of stuck in my head, because at the time I was going to be interviewing for internships for grad school to work with the LGBT community, which was a population I really wanted to work with for many years. And
If you were going to counsel them, that community, you were obviously going to be confronted with a lot of people with the so-called HIV/AIDS stigma.
Right.
Right, okay.
And that's what I saw when I started going on the interviews, was the posters everywhere, the testing, and I remembered her message. So that was during the interviews. About a week later or 2 weeks later, I found out that someone that I care for very deeply was affected by this as well, and that's when I asked her about it. And she then directed me to your show, to the documentaries, to so much information.
House of Numbers as well. You saw the film, right?
Okay. Yes.
And at this point, I mean, how fast can you put this kind of new information together where it doesn't make your head explode? I mean, this is coming from zero to 120 miles an hour now.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, I spent from the first in a million years, I never would have thought this was what that message meant. You know, I thought, well, maybe the drugs are toxic, but there's a better drug or something. Like, I never thought it was what it was. So when she started sending me these links, I literally would go to work, go to class, get out at like 10 o'clock at night, and be at home, locked in my room, on the internet, for hours, reading, watching every documentary that's available, and just like felt like I was in a dream or something.
Now, could you then come out with this information, go back into school and start asking questions and talking about it, or would you be done with school without they throw you out?
No, I could never tell them this information, so, which was the problem, because I got offered the internship that I really wanted, and I had to turn it down. Because there was just no way that I could work with that.
It was
population.
In conflict with what you had just learned.
Totally.
Well, you chose to turn it down because a lot of people do work that they don't believe in morally. It's a paycheck. They like some of it. They say it's imperfect. That's what it was impressive when we were talking yesterday, talking about HIV testing and the number of ways that it's obviously and completely fraudulent. And you were expressing that you understood that, you had read that. What stopped you from going into this community, the gay bacon, lettuce, and tomato? No, GBLT.
LBGTLT. Yeah,
I always continue. So the bacon, lettuce, and tomato.
Catch up with that.
You go into this community that you care about. And you know, I care. Look, I got a lot of gay friends, and it's part of my life to care about these people who are my friends. But to me, they're stigmatized and they're hunted and hounded by this thing. But what stopped you from taking money, taking a career path that was open to you? What stopped you?
I mean, the reason I wanted to work with this population is because I care a great deal about the population. And if I have this information, how could I do that? How am I helping them? Hmm. It wasn't an option for me.
Right.
There wasn't a choice. The only choice was to not do it.
Well, Liam, you and I have talked about on the Daily Show that we do the point of pivot, if we will, this year, 2012. We talk about a year of consciousness, a pivot point. This is really, Maria's story is one of those stories that is showing that consciousness is shifting, that the information is getting through. It's not just hitting and bouncing off. I mean, here's someone that took it to heart so much that said, I made a decision that affects my future, my career, my choices. And that also tells me that what we're seeing now is people are going to the point where they can't live in violation with their own set of core principles. Like, it seems to be the human condition now in the Western world. Yes, you just live a lie and you just make do. You get your money and you go on. That there is something more happening here that is beyond even this so-called HIV discussion that we're having, that we've talked about for so long. This is putting the face on what is happening out there in the so-called real world beyond the microphone.
It's very impressive to me. It's very rare to meet somebody who has the courage of their convictions. I find a lot of people, look, the term I use a lot when I'm debating these doctors, I get to a point with them and they admit that the tests are highly imperfect and suspect to, you know, maybe needing a lot of review. And then they admit that the drugs are highly imperfect and probably very toxic and perhaps we need better things. At some point, they admit that their entire way of thinking is highly imperfect and highly suspect. And at which point, I have a term I use for them. I call them intellectual cowards. Hmm. So you understand all of this, but you don't have the courage of your convictions. You will not make a single change because you're apparently bread is being buttered sufficiently that you don't want to. You know, maybe I'm lucky and I don't really make any money or have much to speak of, not compared to these doctors, right? So I can have the courage of my convictions, but I chose that path. I admire somebody who has the courage of their convictions.
Well, we're going to talk more about this on the other side of that break, and we'll talk also about some things to look out for if you know people that are in this situation, that have been on the medicines, they come off. We'll give you some tips and insights here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Now, I know some of my listeners are going to say, hey, why are you talking about this age stuff again? It doesn't affect me. It doesn't impact my life, whatever. The reality is the pharmaceutical industrial complex wants you. They want you bad. They're going to go any which way they can. If it's not AIDS, it's something else like restless leg syndrome. Or you name the...
Where'd my leg go?
Where'd my leg? I can't stop my leg. They're going to find a way to convince you through fear, right? It's the influenza virus, the one that the CDC is concocting to make it human-to-human transmission. I mean, there are all kinds of crazy things. And this happens to be one of the biggest, craziest, deadliest, scariest of so many over the years that was constructed almost out of thin air, but based on people's willingness to live a lifestyle that was conducive for immune deficiency and immune collapse. They took advantage of a community, and the community honestly was somewhat guilty of being willing to be taken advantage of by looking for an escape route for some lifestyle issues that were, you know, in any field, heterosexual or homosexual, that were over the top. And so we now deal with that syndrome of billions and billions of dollars stolen from U.S. taxpayers or people from around the world to focal point on poisoning them back to health, in reality poisoning them to death. And this is something that is, you know, goes well beyond just the so-called AIDS community. And, you know, as Maria is here in studio talking about it, you begin to recognize, I imagine, that even though you were focused in one area, you begin to see that bigger picture of the pharmaceuticalization of all life.
Oh, absolutely. I made a ton of changes myself in my own diet and not taking, you know, medicine if I had a headache, not running to the Tylenol, and just it's so much information. It's a lot to digest, but I'm making changes myself as well.
Even probiotics? You get some probiotics?
I did.
All right.
I did get some for my friend.
Hey, shout out to Jonathan, who's got Dr. O'Hara's up there for us. He's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. Again, restoring integrity to the terrain. Now, you know, you're in a university setting learning about these things. Do you ever remember any of the biology or other classes you may have taken talking about the law of the terrain? Was that something that was discussed at all?
Undergrad school was
no.
A long, long time ago.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Well, you look so young, like you're just out of college.
37.
No way. Oh, my gosh. Well, you're doing well, so the probiotics are working.
Yes. You incorrigible flirt, you.
Well, you're good looking, too.
Thank you.
He's got his scruff on. He's a rough and tumble.
Okay.
Leah, what do you think? I mean, listen,
just on my legs. Go ahead.
I'm so encouraged by what I'm hearing here, because if one person has impacted their life this way positively, how they're going to, you know, pay that sort of forward. Hey, don't be showing me your legs. If you had the video cam up there, you'd be turning it off right now.
Look, she bought some Dr. O'Hara stuff, some good probiotics, and we're kind of working from that angle. Now, just earlier this year, mm-hmm. last month, we had somebody, a person called Nassim, I think, works in the HIV/AIDS field and quit it. And she said, I've seen so much. It's all about the money. I've seen people who are supposed to be HIV positive die of, and it was the drugs, even though it was a friend of mine. And we played some of that audio. So
yes.
There are defectors to the church of, if you have sex once 20 years earlier and you don't remember it, it'll kill you eventually no matter how many drugs you do. It doesn't matter. No, that's the religion. The religion, it does matter how many drugs you do. It matters how you take care of yourself. It matters how many pesticides and antibiotics you eat. All of that matters. The AIDS religion says your life doesn't matter, your lifestyle, and I don't mean your sexual choice. I mean how you live and eat and the drugs you put into yourself.
Nothing matters.
They say none of it matters. Only we can tell you what's happening to you. That's like the corrupt medieval Catholic Church. It's not like the spiritual path. There's something wrong with it.
Yeah. Well, this is something that, you know, it was an awakening in my life as well about what I eat matters. What do you mean what you eat matters? Of course, now, as I talked about on Friday's Healing Revolution show on the Robert Scott Bell Show, orthorexia. That now suddenly, if you're eating well, that's a disorder and a disease.
Right.
It is an amazing thing that's happening out there, and they're trying their level best. It's like the Church of Biological Mysticism of Modern Medicine trying to don't stray from the flock, don't leave this pew, come on back.
Yoga's bad for you.
What?
Yoga's bad for you.
Yoga too. That's right. Very dangerous.
Very dangerous.
That. Yeah.
Eating well is terrible.
Pop a rib.
Oh my God.
But I want you to get that silica in you, and we're going to be right back. Make sure you say thanks to all our sponsors here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're grateful to be here. Lots more healing to do, and political healing as well coming up.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals products are made exclusively from 3 fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-8255. 2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares, not only about you, but also the environment.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
As I said, we'll be doing some political healing. Ron Paul in the debates last 2 days, in fact, Saturday and this morning. We've got some coverage there for what's the state of freedom. If people love liberty, if people wanted a constitutional republic, Ron Paul would be so far ahead of the field, it would be silly. And I would argue that, in fact, he already is leading. It's just the old media can't stand it. We played some audio last week from an open mic on C-SPAN. It was a Pentagon press conference, and the reporters were overheard saying, yeah, if Ron Paul gets to be president, two-thirds of us are gone. And that might not be a bad thing. But anyway, we've got healing to do, so that's why I've got Liam Sheff with me here this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Special friend Maria is in studio talking about immune deficiency, recovering sanity, in fact, because the pharmaceutical matrix doesn't have you if you're listening to this show. And if we talk about people coming off of the medicines, Liam, the fact is they are so devoid of certain trace elements, whether it be selenium, whether it be silica. I mean, their bodies have been ravaged. Their intestines have been gutted, so to speak. No pun intended there. That it will take a massive concerted effort.
I'll take your pun and I'll raise you two jokes.
Go ahead.
Hello, Robert.
It's not Sean, is it?
It's
Sean, what do you
want? I want to talk about immune proficiency.
Yeah, well, let's do it, Sean Connery. Take us to the immune proficient way. How do we do that?
Haggis
will do that. You want to rebuild the intestine with intestines. I understand. That's pretty smart. Yeah, only in Scotland can you do that.
Well, if you look at these old world foods, this is Liam again. If you look at these old world foods, they had essential fatty acids. They would create excess. Mm-hmm. They were excessive in protein, excessive in hormones. They were. But you weren't going to get immune deficiency eating them. That's mm-hmm. why you don't see people dropping dead in the old world. You know, eating these old world diets. That's why people say eat beef broth and chicken soup when you get sick. Why? It's not that it's really, you can gain an illness of excess by eating too much animal food, especially charbroiled, blackened, carbonized things. These are sure. just carcinogens waiting to jump into your body. But foods which have great energy to them, which, you know, animals are large and have eaten a lot of plants, and you absorb all of that energy in one dose. That's an energy efficient way to get
rebuild.
To rebuild. Now, I'm a vegetarian. I don't eat that stuff. But when I'm very sick, you know, I'll...
Well, you talked about the whey protein. Remember that time? You felt like you had that need, and you were able to get strength from it.
Yeah, and I had some stuff with colostrum, and it's not my favorite thing, but I was just getting over a yin cold. You know, we had a change in temperature from very, very, very warm, and I'm eating for the warm weather, and you eat bananas and fruit, and you eat a raw diet and salads, and then you get a cold snap, and it's 35 degrees one night. Mm-hmm. Well, all the yin fluids... Now, this is macrobiotic Japanese slang, yin and yang. All the things that you eat in the summertime, all of those just fly out of your nose, and they do. So you have to change your diet, and you eat things that grow into the ground, and you cook them longer, and suddenly you yangize, and you center your energy. And we have in the world two kinds of disease. The diseases of excess, where you eat way too much of stuff that has too much stuff in it, too much animal energy, too much, I don't know, too much yang, contracting energy, too much fried. And you have the diseases of deficiency, or yin deficiencies, where you eat things that are very weakening. And you have to eat things that are yin and yang in your diet. That's a macrobiotic approach. Mm-hmm. And in order to get better, you don't need a drug. You don't need something to poison your gut or intestine. You need to do some very complex rebalancing of your system. Western medicine has no concept
no
of deficiency
clue of that.
And excess.
Yeah.
None.
No.
They never discuss the concept of illness as deficiency or excess or a combination thereof. Mm-hmm. And they don't heal either.
Well, on Friday's show, I was talking with Dr. Frank King and the Healing Revolution about excess. We talked a lot about the gastrointestinal excess. Heartburn, for instance, was a very commonplace in my life early on. It was more of an acute response to overeating or eating the wrong kind of food, too much of it, too. And now they're saying it's become chronic in the West, in America. They also predict now four times, quadrupling the sales of gastrointestinal IBS, irritable bowel syndrome drugs, predicted by the year 2020. We are absolutely going in a disastrously wrong direction, and everything relates about what you said, excess or deficiency.
Diseases of excess and deficiency, which is why I'm concerned for a friend like Maria's. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody who says, or any of the people I've known who've quit the AIDS drugs, they say, you are now so deficient in so many things, your body's been so robbed for so long, you cannot now go on a fasting cleanse. You can't do it because you won't have much.
Right. You have to go on something that's building you while you're cleansing. Absolutely.
Yeah. If you're a guy who's eaten a hamburger a day for every year of your life since you were a kid, you can go on a fasting cleanse for about a year. But you know, if you've been eating ribeye steak all the time and fried chicken, you can go on fasting cleanses. You just take all the nutrients from plants that you need. You could even be raw foodist for a while. Mm-hmm. But if you've been debilitating yourself, you have to have a very balanced approach. I recommend the book, by the way, Healing with Whole Foods by Paul Pitchford. Again, Healing with Whole Foods by Paul Pitchford, which I link on my website.
When we come back, I want to talk with Maria about what's next with this new level of awareness. Where do you go from here once you realize a lot of the things you were told are not true? Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we do tell you the truth.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life. That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
A little bit more physiological, emotional, mental, spiritual, maybe some economic healing as well, but political healing for sure. Next hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we're going to be talking about what's going on in New Hampshire with the debates, the Republican Party and Ron Paul.
Voter fraud,
yeah. So as we hear, they don't want him to be president because, well, we'll get into that. But right now we've got Maria in studio, special guest, friend of Liam's, and believe me, this is really a special time where you're willing to share this kind of awakening and what you do, because now the question is, you're still in school, I assume, and now you've got a lot of decisions to make. You've already made some that are very, we could say courageous and brave, but I think appropriate and correct, and then would allow you to sleep well at night. But at the same time, people are going, well, what are you going to do now? How are you going to, you know, make sense of not only information, but how do I integrate that into my life?
Yes, so I had to scramble the last couple of weeks to find another internship since I turned down the one working with LGBT.
Mm-hmm.
For now, I do still want to work with that community. I just understand that I will have to do so in a different capacity now, and
sure,
I won't be able to do so working for any agency. I would have to do it within my own practice where I can give the message that I want to give, which is this message, to give them, you know, for them to have both, for them to understand both sides. I don't think they get that.
Mm-hmm.
I know I had no idea, so I don't think they get that, the other side. So then just not force-fed one side, but get both. And I know that I can't do that working for any agency.
Mm.
I'd have to do it on my own.
Well, how do you navigate the terrain knowing what to say and when? Because you could get a lot of backlash, and we know that. That's why we're protecting your identity here, mm-hmm, so that the school doesn't come down on you. But how to speak, when to speak, these kind of things. I mean, is it still a learning process, or you feel like you're comfortable? You know, I'm just going to be quiet until somebody pulls it out of me. What do you think?
It is tricky. I'm still learning a lot, but I do know that I want to learn all that I can. I know that I have to be careful how and where I spread the message, especially being a licensed mental health counselor. I'm sure that there are ethical things that are going to make me kind of adhere to. But at the same time, I know this now. So there's like, you can't just forget. You can't turn it off.
Right.
So I have to figure it out.
Well, and since I'm orthorexic, what would you counsel me to do? Should I just stop eating healthy? Just obsessive, I know.
No, you should continue to eat healthy and teach us how to do so as well.
No, that's great. It's a very empowering message, and it's an exciting thing. I think it changes your life in many ways. If you're caught up in, let's say, a profession you've been in for 20, 30 years and you invested your whole life, it's much more painful, I think. You're right at the verge of starting it, so maybe it isn't as traumatic, but it's not to say that it isn't affecting you in a big, big way. Your path you thought was this way, now suddenly you got to do a quick reverse and go, wait, it's going to be different now.
Yeah, I mean, for my career, it was a shock, but just in general, just in for life, for what I've believed for all these years, for the clients I have worked with that have died, that have had this condition, you know, that is where it's, you know, affects me more.
Mm.
Career-wise, you know, you make the changes, you adjust. There's just no way for me to do anything else. Yeah.
Yeah, as they say, a good head on your shoulders. Yeah. Well, everybody out there listening now to the Robert Scott Bell Show, a lot of us are, if we haven't already been confronted with what Maria has just gone through, will be. And that's, you know, not just because it's 2012, a pivot year, a conscious year, that kind of thing, but it's just the nature of nature right now, where a lot of the illusions that have just been accepted as real or truthful are now crumbling in before our very eyes. So many of us, and many of you, maybe if you haven't been confronted with this yet, will be. And I've heard over the years, occasionally I'd hear from listeners that said, you know, I changed my whole profession because of what I heard. I was in a nursing profession, and I couldn't find a way to do it with good conscience anymore, and they found a different way to be happy. It affected them economically. But the economics of scale in the medical profession, there's a big story out there I mentioned last week. We might have to go into it further, where the doctors are acknowledging that they are going broke. The medical profession is not going to be the same. It used to be you go into doctoring, you're set for life, right? You're hundreds of thousands. No, it's not.
My son is a doctor.
My son, the doctor. Yes, exactly.
And well, I have a friend who just had a family member, a young family member, diagnosed with HPV. I said, oh, it's fake. Just read about the HPV thing. So he's confronting that in his life. It's not his child. But it's a close family member. People are going to be confronted with this at school as their children are dragged in to be injected when the next round of make-believe flu. By the way, this whole we re-engineered the bird flu thing.
Yeah.
Hello, PSYOP, psychological operation. They didn't have a thing in the beginning. They didn't have a bird flu. They didn't. A few people died in Southeast Asia from being poisoned to death in hospitals after being exposed to toxins. They didn't have a bird flu. They never did. I read the papers. They didn't have any particular particle. They didn't have any tests for it. That's for darn sure. So now they're going to say they engineered it in the lab to be airborne. This is from a science fiction movie. Doctors aren't that smart. I'm telling you, they're not that smart. Nature is smarter than doctors. Even if they released this thing, if a couple people would get a cold and everybody would forget about it in a week. But they say this, and then I guarantee they're going to claim that it was released. I'm telling you.
Well,
they're going to claim it was released, and then they're going to claim that everybody needs to be vaccinated.
How it plays out.
Sounding like Alex Jones, but
no,
I'm telling you, they're just setting it up. And if you pay attention, you can knock it down and walk away. But if you're not, and you hear the Katie Couric's of the world saying, we should be very concerned because they... If you believe these clowns, by the way, if you actually believe these clowns when they say there's a deadly bird flu pandemic that doesn't do anything, and they kill 250 million birds around the world, mostly free-range birds that people are farming, and then they say that they've tinkered with it enough to make it kill everybody, these are war criminals. I mean, if you believe them on the first count, then they should be arrested and probably executed in a public court. Now, I'm not suggesting that they should be because it's not real, but if you believe them, what they're doing is a war crime. So I don't believe them.
Well, and I do not either. We know that what we're talking about are toxicological assaults, environmental degradation assaults, nutrient deprivation assaults, all of these things that manifest as something that they can call a bird flu or AIDS or any other pharmaceutical construct. And that is the fear-making machinery. And Liam, I'm so glad you brought that up, because that is the part of the story I don't know if I even got to last week when I mentioned that they were monkeying with the virus and altering it so it could be more human-to-human transmissible. When I said, listen, this is endogenous. You're not catching anything.
Right.
You're literally toxicologically destroyed from environmental factors. Some would say chemtrails. I had a big thing on chemtrails this week. Some would say pesticides, genetically modified organisms.
Oh, yeah.
We can go on and on. That will result in a disease that they will classify as what they want you to think it is, so they'll swoop in with their shots, needles, drugs, etc. Don't fall for it. Maria's not going to fall for it. Liam's not falling for it. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we stand for health, freedom, and liberty. And thank you guys for being here. Next hour, some political healing. Go to robertscottbell.com. And we've got some good stuff happening after the news break. Don't go anywhere. Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.